CenturyLink conferencing. Please enter your passcode followed by the pound or hash key, and I'll connect you. Please hold while I confirm your passcode. Thank you. Your passcode is confirmed. When you hear the tone, you will be the first person to join the meeting. The line will be silent until another person joins.
Hello?
Can you hear me?
I'm great. How are you?
Very well, thank you. On the record. And we are on the record. In the matter of the application of RCLEC Incorporated for a certificate of public convenience and necessity to provide resold and facilities-based local exchange and inter-exchange services within the state of Utah. This is docket number 15-2583-01. Let's get appearances on the record for RCLEC. We have on the phone, go ahead.
My name is Jeffrey Slater, and I am the Senior Director of Voice Gateways for RCLEC, Inc.
Voice Gateways, okay. And for the Division of Public Utilities?
Thank you. I'm Justin Jetter, and I represent the Utah Division of Public Utilities. With me at council table is Ron Slusher, Utility Technical Consultant for the Utah Division of Public Utilities.
All right. As we get going, I just wanted to ask the parties to help me understand a little bit better what the application is seeking. And I want to refer you to Utah Code 54-2-1-28A. This is the definitions section. It defines a telephone corporation. Then if you look in subsection B, it explains that a telephone corporation does not mean a company that is, if you look down to Romanet 3, that if a company is reselling interstate toll service only, then that company is not considered to be a telephone corporation. As I read the application, it seems like that's what we've got here. A company that is only reselling intrastate toll service. Is that correct?
No, actually, we were providing, we're providing facilities-based wholesale service, so we're not really reselling anything. I mean, what we're applying to do is what we've done in a number of other states, which is to be able to interconnect directly with CenturyLink.
Quite a bit. Let's go ahead then and take the testimony. Mr. Slater, will you be testifying yourself or calling witnesses today?
I will be testifying myself.
All right, then I'm going to go ahead and put you under oath. Do you solemnly swear to tell the truth today?
I do.
Thank you. And why don't you go ahead and give me whatever information and evidence that you'd like to have on the record.
So my name again is Jeffrey Slater. I am the Senior Director of Voice Gateways, and RCLEC has applied for a CDTN in Utah as a provider of both resold facilities-based local exchange service. Along with the application, we sent the description of the facilities we're going to use, the services we are going to offer, some fairly detailed financial statement about both RCLEC, as well as our parent company, which is a public company, so we provided as well as 10K. We provided an overview of the technical experience that we have. We noted that our application will serve the public interest by creating greater competition in the local exchange marketplace. And we have also verified that we are a corporation in good standing. state of Utah.
Thank you. Mr. Jenner, do you have any questions for Mr. Slater?
I have no questions. Thank you.
Thank you. Does the division have witnesses today?
Yes, Your Honor. The division would like to have sworn in Mr. Ronald Slusher.
Mr. Slusher, do you swear to tell the truth today?
I do.
Go ahead.
Mr. Slusher, could you please state your name and occupation for the record?
My name is Ron Slusher, S as in Sam, L-U-S-H-E-R. I'm a utility technical consultant for the Division of Public Utilities.
And in the course of your employment, have you had the opportunity to review the application filed by the applicant RCLEC in this docket?
I have.
And based on that application and any other information that you've gathered in reviewing this, did you create a and cause to be filed a document filed by the Division of Public Utilities titled Memorandum, filed September 18th, 2015?
I did.
And does that memorandum still accurately represent the position of the Utah Division of Public Utilities today?
It does.
Do you have any corrections that you'd like to make to that?
I do not.
I guess I would move to enter that into the record of this hearing.
I will accept it and mark it.
Thank you. Based on that, do you recommend, based on the information that you have in the application and other information that you've gathered, that the commission grant the application and grant a CPCN to RCLEC in the limited CPCN that they've requested?
Yes.
Are you aware of any opposition to granting this CPCN?
I have not heard or seen any opposition.
Thank you. I have no further questions. Mr. Slusher is available.
Mr. Slater, do you have any questions for Mr. Slusher?
I do not.
Can you give me a sense of what you would anticipate the limitations, how you would anticipate them being stated?
That's a question to me, right?
To one of you.
Okay.
It's my understanding in the application, the way it was filed, that they are looking for the ability to connect to other ILEX and CLEX. Uh-huh. And those are the only people they plan on serving, not individual customer type of setup. And the reason they are looking for the CPCN is the other ILEX and CLEX will not do an interconnection agreement with them without it. So
So the limitation would be that its customers would be limited solely to other ILEX and CLEX.
Correct.
And Mr. Slater, is that what you're anticipating?
Yes, we do not plan to have any individual end user customers. That's correct.
Okay. But no statement as to a limitation on reselling only?
No statement at all.
And again, Mr. Slater, does that mesh with your expectations? Well, then I think I understand. The orders that are issued in these dockets generally have a note that both parties testified on the record that granting of the CPCN is in the public interest. Both parties have stated that in their filings, but I'd like you both to state that on the record just so that my report and order is consistent with this hearing. Mr. Slater, is it your opinion that granting the CPCN is in the public interest? Mr. Slusher?
Yeah, as stated in our memorandum, it's public interest.
Okay. Very good. I think I have what I need. Is there anything else the parties would like to put on the record today?
Nothing from the division. Thank you.
Mr. Slater, anything from you?
Nothing from me, thank you.
Okay. I do have just one additional question. Again, I've seen in other dockets that there has been an Exhibit B attached to the memorandum that requires the company to file an annual report, comply with certain regulations, and so on. This would not be different in this case? Okay. All right, well then I will prepare an order accordingly and present it to the commission, and will be issued as the commission sees fit. With that, I think we can close this hearing.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Wonderful. Thank you very
much.
Thank
you. Bye-bye.
All right.
Thank you. It's a little difficult.